For months, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick insisted he would not step down in the face of criminal charges against him. This morning, he did just that. At a court hearing in Detroit, Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice. He will step down as mayor. Reporter Noah Ovshinsky of Detroit Public Radio is covering this story. He was at the courthouse and joins us now from Detroit Public Radio. And Noah, what was the scene in the courtroom this morning?
Renee, the courtroom was packed to the gills with reporters, lawyers, police. The mayor himself seemed stoic and resigned. In fact, here's a bit of tape that really kind of sort of captured the mayor's attitude. This is a dialogue between the judge in the case and Mayor Kilpatrick.
Mr. Kilpatrick, you understand that by pleading guilty that you're going to give up certain constitutional rights, and one is the right to be tried by a jury. You understand that, sir?
Yes.
You're also giving up the right to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. You understand that?
I think I gave that up a long time ago, Your Honor. Yes.
The mayor has, for a long time now, since these criminal charges came about, the mayor has long said that he was being tried really in the court of public opinion prior to even the beginning of a trial.
Remind us of those charges against Kilpatrick.
Yeah, he was facing a total of 8 felony charges in this case, ranging from perjury to misconduct in office and obstruction of justice.
And involving this deal that he's agreed to, does it involve going to jail?
It does. Actually, he's going to serve 120 days in jail as a result of this. He's got to pay a $1 million restitution. And, of course, he had to agree to immediately tender his resignation effective in 2 weeks.
Now, I just go back momentarily just to clarify. Yeah. Sexual misconduct, this, of course, involved an affair that he was trying to cover up that he had with one of his staff.
Exactly. All of this has to do with a whistleblower's lawsuit that the mayor and his then chief of staff, Christine Beattie, testified during. And all of those charges stem directly or indirectly to the testimony that he and his chief of staff gave both during depositions and during the trial itself. And he pleaded guilty to 2 obstruction of justice charges. The rest were dismissed. And he admitted himself that he lied both at the deposition and the trial.
Now, this has been a long, drawn-out affair. How is this news of Kilpatrick's, both his resignation and the fact that he's going to jail, how is it likely to go over there in Detroit?
You know, all throughout this controversy, the mayor, people have come out in support of him. People have come out against him. I think both sides would probably agree this morning that they're glad that this is resolved and the city can move on.
And moving on means what? I mean, who's likely to, who will take over and what's likely to happen there politically?
Yeah, the current president of the Detroit City Council takes over, as the city charter says. That's Ken Cockrell Jr., and he will be essentially the interim mayor until an election can be held. Several people, including prominent business people and others, have already come out and said they're looking seriously at running in this next election.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Noah Ovshinsky is a reporter for Detroit Public Radio. Today, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to obstructing justice. He will step down after 6 years as the mayor of Detroit, and he will spend some time in jail.